Free Ride by Ben Rader. 20 minutes after sunrise on November 20th, the Blanco County Sheriff's Office received a call from a motorist reporting a zebra grazing on the shoulder of Highway 281. "Are you sure it's a zebra, sir?" Gene, the dispatcher on duty, asked. "Well, I ain't no Jack Hanna, but I know a zebra when I see one. The black and white stripes sort of give it away." "Sir, where exactly are—" "Oh, hang on a second." "Sir?" Gene could hear the man laughing. "Now there's a dadgum camel. This is crazy. It's standing in the middle part of the highway." The connection was poor. "The median? I'm not a comedian. I'm telling the truth." "I said the median." "There is no median, just a turn lane. Bunch of cars are starting to back up. It's gonna get messy." "Where are you located, sir?" "On Highway 281. "Should I stop and try to round up this camel? I wouldn't even know how to do that. Do they bite?" "Sir, please remain in your vehicle. Where are you on Highway 281? Gene had a hunch. "About 2 miles south of town," the caller said. "South of Johnson City or Blanco?" "Blanco." Exactly where Gene suspected the caller would be located. "I have a unit en route," Gene said. "What is the camel doing?" "What is it supposed to be doing? Tap dancing?" "I mean, is it moving or giving any indication it might step into traffic?" "It's just standing there. And we got a pretty good traffic jam going on now, so I don't think anybody's going to hit anything. I'm creeping along in the breakdown lane." "Oh, God. What's happening, sir?" "Now I'm seeing one of those other things. I can't remember what it's called." "An animal?" "Well, yeah, an animal. The kind that spits at you." "A llama?" "Right. A dang llama." "Oh, Lord, you got about 15 or 20 animals loose out here. I don't even know what most of these are. It looks like a dang African, savanna? Which side of 281 are you on?" "Southbound." "Do you see a tall red fence on your side of the highway, the west side?" "I do, yeah." "That's the entrance to the—" "It's a zoo." "No wonder." It was, in fact, the location of Safari Adventure, a zoo and sanctuary that featured a wide variety of exotic animals from several continents. "Do you see the front gate?" Gene asked. "Yep, and the damn thing is wide open. And there's a second gate after that, and it's open too. You want me to close them?" "I really can't ask you to do that," Gene said. It was against her training. "But I bet you want them closed so no more animals can get out, huh?" the caller said. "Are there any other animals nearby?" Gene asked. She was pretty sure there were no predators at the zoo, if she recalled correctly. But she couldn't ask a civilian to place himself in a dangerous position. On the other hand, if it was safe, he could help stop a bad situation from getting worse. "I see a lot of animals behind the fences, but none of them are near the gates right now," he said. "Hang on, let me put it in park." Gene waited. She heard a vehicle door closing. "I'm seeing all kind of deer and weird-looking cows and some other things. I don't even know what they are," the caller said. "This is a trip. I can't believe I never visited this place. I always drove right past it. Are you able to—" "I'm at the outer gate, and I can see the chain was cut. Got some bolt cutters on the ground. Holy crap. Sir, what's happening?" "There's a body in here, in the tall grass between the gates. A dead guy." "Are you sure he—" "Oh, yeah. No question. This guy is absolutely dead. He's blue, and hang on. He's stiff, and he ain't breathing. I need you to exit the property and get back into your vehicle. I have multiple units en route. Want me to close the outer gate behind me?" "No, sir. Don't touch anything, please. Just get back in your vehicle and remain on the scene until the units arrive." Check it out, Red O'Brien said. Haven't seen one of them in a long time. One of what? Billy Don Craddock said from the passenger seat. He was too busy looking down at his phone.